Welcome to the April 7th, 2021 meeting of the Wyman Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding. Unless the board specifically votes for an executive session, you have the right to hear everything that's being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. If the board votes for an executive session, the reason for saying shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you're having difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion, which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works from a prepared agenda and will be considering tonight's items in the following order. 7 p.m., Michael Saunders, application for a medical marijuana retail at 31 Ledgewood Lane, tax map 11, lot 90-C2. Orsted LLC, application for metery, artisanal food and a beverage facility at 1301 Alfred Road, tax map 12, lot 18-1. Maine Homestead Market, application for a 90 by 100 warehouse building at 1773 Alfred Road, map 7, lot 104. Minutes, new business mail, a letter from Philip Roy for rezoning of land, a letter from Eric and Mitch Green for rezoning of land, review and approve minutes, new business, and open issues. Okay, Mr. Saunders.
Yes.
Come down.
All right. How are you?
Good, yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Very excited.
There is a checklist in that I started.
Yep. Obviously paid your fee, as established by the Board of Selectmen. 835C, provide two sets of mailing labels for abutters within 500 feet of the property, including mailing address and map and lot number. You provided those?
Yep, do you have that? So all those, the checks say, indicate that he gave it to us.
Yep.
Okay.
Site plan drawn to scale, not smaller than 1 inch, equals 40 feet. And I see you're asking for a waiver, but we don't go over that until after we do a sidewalk and stuff.
Okay.
To name and address of the applicant plus the name of the proposed development. And we have that in here. Number three, total floor area, ground coverage, and location of each proposed building, structure, or addition. And you're going to put a 12 by 30 shed on, help. It's on here, and your mat.
It's on that big map.
On the big map? Okay.
I'm sure it's on there.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. And the scattering is there.
All right. Number four, perimeter survey of the parcel made and certified by a registered land surveyor, licensed in Maine, relating to reference points. Plan will show true a magnetic north, a graphic scale, corners of the parcel, data survey, and total acreage. And we have that. Survey here, somewhere.
Yep, that big plan is
the
and this little plan is the smaller version of that survey.
Yeah, so each of you should have a little miniature version of that.
Okay. Yeah. Five, all existing proposed setback dimensions, and you're requesting a waiver for that. Six, the size, location, direction, intensity of all illumination of all major outdoor lighting apparatus and signs, and that's on your map. Are you not putting lights up?
There's a light existing on the building.
Okay.
All of the lights, I believe, that are on the porch of the building, the side of the building, those were all, I believe, requested by the town anyway,
yep,
that they be on the building. So, yeah, those are the existing lights. We weren't going to add anything unless requested, I guess.
Okay. Six, size, location, direction, intensity, illumination of all major outdoor lighting, apparatus and signs. Did that. Seven. Type, size, location of all incineration devices. You're not having any incinerators.
No.
Eight, type, size, and location of all machinery likely to generate appreciable noise at the lot lines, as well as estimated decibel level at property lines. You're not proposing any machinery.
Correct.
Nine, location, type, and size of all existing proposed catch basins, storm drainage facilities, wetland streams, and watercourses, as well as all utilities, both above and below ground. And you're requesting a waiver on that, too.
Most of that is shown on the previous plan.
Right.
Yeah.
Previous plan?
So there's a site plan for Funky Bowl that we approved. That plan.
Okay.
Which is a copy
of
that.
The same area?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
This is a big map you want to
see. Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine.
Eleven, location, type, and size of all curbs, sidewalks, driveways, fences, retaining walls, parking space, area, etc., and layoff thereof together with dimensions. And there's no changes proposed from the previous plan. 12, all proposed landscape areas, size and type of plant material upon the premises. And you say no changes proposed there.
Correct.
13, all existing or proposed right-of-way easements and other legal restrictions which may affect the premises and questions. And that's all on the plan. Get the plan? Okay. 14. The property lines of all properties abutting the proposed development, including properties across the street or across the water body, together with a tax map and lot numbers and property owners' names and mailing addresses on file at the town office within 10 days of the filing of the application. It says that doesn't apply.
No, that's for the above one. That's
for the above one?
Yep. Okay. He did provide.
He did provide these.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 15, an appropriate box in each page of the plans for the signatures of the planning board. That's on the map here, I'm sure. What's that? 16, documentation of right, title, or interest in the proposed site. And you get a signature from the owners?
We did get that.
Okay. 17, an on-site soils investigation report by a Maine State licensed site evaluator. The report shall identify the type of soil, location of test pits, and the proposed location designed for the subsurface disposal system. And you're not changing anything up there for this? Okay. 18, the type of any raw, finished, or waste materials to be stored inside or outside of roof buildings, including their physical and chemical properties, if appropriate. And you're not storing anything outside.
No, sir.
And 19, the traffic data. The planning board may require that the application include a traffic engineering study. And I see you're requesting a waiver because the business is already open there.
Exactly.
Well, another business is open there, I should say.
Great.
20, any other information or data the planning board determines is necessary to demonstrate compliance with the town, state, and federal regulations. And we'll figure that out after we do a site walk. If we need anything else.
Well, I put section 10.22 there.
Yep.
Because that is additional information that applies to this. And he gave us in his information what he feels meets that section.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a whole narrative section that describes how we will meet the regulations.
But this is an existing shed?
Correct.
And this is a separate business from Funky Bowl?
Correct.
And the greenhouse is shown on the plan, all there already.
The greenhouses don't exist anymore. This is an older plan.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. That was one
it's
of
like
the
things.
Well, this is from 2016, and this plan does not show the lighting on it.
That big plan does,
that one,
I believe.
You want one, Chris Kelly?
Yes, please.
Pass it down.
Because there have been substantial changes to the site
So this business isn't proposing any lighting, any changes from what we approved before?
Yeah, and this survey doesn't show an existing shed.
Because it was done before the shed was there.
That's right.
Okay, so I drew it in. So I drew like a shed in on there where it exists.
We'll have to draw it in on that leaf plane.
I thought it is there.
So on this little one, but it's not on this one, which would be the one that would probably be getting our signatures.
Is it on there?
Yeah, this is
a
different one than
I
submitted.
This is it. Right here. Okay.
Picture.
This is no longer exists. Yep. And
no,
this way.
We
got
to
work
off.
Okay, this here that.
Can we see the shed from the road?
No.
No?
No.
So I don't remember seeing it from the road.
No, the shed is up on,
it's up on the knoll. Hill,
right next to the tap room, basically.
Okay.
It's on the 31 Ledgewood side, though.
Okay.
Where am I? Yeah, this doesn't show the extended parking lot. Doesn't show this.
Kelly, was there a note on there anywhere about hours, or...?
I'm not noting. I didn't see anything about hours of operation.
We saw that the regulation around you can't sell cannabis in Lyman before 7 a.m. and after 8 p.m. Our hours, we're thinking, are only going to be 10 to 8. But certainly, we intend, as written down there, we intend to meet whatever the regulation spells out here in Lyman.
That one, the old plan, had the lighting. This one doesn't have the lighting, it's the poles. Where's our... Where is our...
For your signatures?
Oh, that one. Signatures for the right there. No.
Oh, okay.
My brain's slipping. We have the septics.
Is this considered a production facility?
No, it's
a retail
facility.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. But I'm saying is 22A is medical marijuana home production facilities, right? 22B is medical marijuana production facilities.
It falls under the definition of a production facility.
Okay, so it has to comply with 22B then.
It's retail.
Yep. If you read the definition, it includes retail. Yes, it is.
No, this existing property is on a contract zone, right?
Yep.
So how does this apply? This is occupying the same space that the contract zone includes.
So this is a permitted use, so it doesn't affect the contract. The contract was for things that were not permitted in the residential zone, but this is permitted in the residential zone.
But they're sharing the same property? Is that...
He's effectively doing a ground lease. He's renting the building.
Okay, it's a rental.
Where's that?
So doesn't that still fall under the contract zone? I don't know. I will have to look at the.
Well, I don't believe it does. Like Patty says, it's permitted in this zone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's not part of Paul's business. This is a separate business.
Okay.
Paul, do you want to say something?
Well, I just want to say that all three properties are under the contract.
Right.
That's what I was... Together, right?
Yeah, that's what I...
98 Goodlands Mills, 21 Ledgewood, 31 Ledgewood.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to understand is your contract doesn't include retail marijuana business.
No,
but it doesn't
include
have to
retail
because
sales.
It doesn't have to.
It does include retail sales.
And what are you looking at for security of the building?
Having alarms and video surveillance that's recorded. Mm-hmm.
And as Funky Bo is a family oriented business, proposal for keeping minors, underage people out of your facility, out of your business?
Well, you can't come into the store unless you have a med card. So you have to basically identify yourself as having a red card and, in order to be.
Because I'm sure neither business would want to get in trouble from having a child or a teenager or whatever.
Absolutely.
Going in there and messing up what you guys want to get going.
Yeah, it's
We do have a lot of underage children. I mean, we even do birthday parties for the kids. But they're monitored and they're not served alcohol.
Right, but you know what I'm saying? You got 30 kids, 40 kids, 300 people. His business is situated right in the heart of that. They're walking around. Oh, let's walk in and see what's in this building.
Yeah, no, it's you can't get in unless we let you.
Okay.
And you have to be a qualifying individual to do that. Mm-hmm.
And there are state regulations in terms of the security?
Yep. And we meet them.
So he says in his narrative he'll have recordable video surveillance cameras installed on the exterior of the building, above the front door, and in both the office and retail spaces of the shed. Window alarms and a deadbolt will be installed on the front door as well.
What page was that on?
It's on his, so he submitted this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that essentially just follows your
checklist.
And essentially I just took that and made my own document that would I could speak to each individual section in.
Yep.
You're on the very last page, Charlie.
Oh, okay.
So what day do you want to set the sidewalk for?
What time? 10?
That works for me.
10?
Is that too early?
Are we getting you up too early?
Sleep. Oh, okay.
Oh, the day's already gone.
Some people go to church, you know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
I've been to church for a year.
whatever. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
9 o'clock would be good.
All right.
9. Whatever works for you, gentlemen.
We're talking about 8 late, right?
Yep.
18.
Do we have enough to schedule a public hearing, or do you want to do that after the sidewalk?
I'd rather do that after the sidewalk and back, see if we have anything we want to talk about for a public hearing. And
I'm going to discuss the waivers.
Yep, discuss the waivers.
We have to discuss those after the public hearing, anyways.
So we'll be all set until the 18th. We'll see you at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We're probably going to schedule for the meeting that following Wednesday, whatever the next meeting is.
For the public hearing?
No, we're going to sidewalk. We come back in and discuss anything we find or anything we want. Then the meeting after probably be a public hearing. There's not too much stuff to bring in on. Okay.
That's probably going to be the 5th of May. Mm-hmm. That's the first Wednesday in May.
And then it would be on the agenda to decide if we don't get a lot of concerns raised.
Right.
Okay. Yep. Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great night. Okay, Orsted LLC.
Site plan for you guys. I didn't put a telephone poles in, which I do have on the newer copy for you. Behind that is the computers, which I guess you don't have to worry about.
I have a couple of different checklists.
Thank you.
I gave it to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you.
I didn't make a copy of the notes I made. Okay. Do you want my notes, or do you just want me to say something?
Yeah, if you
want
to go over it, Patty, you want me to read it?
Yeah. I can't read.
Okay, you've already done your fee, apparently. Provide two sets of mailing labels for abutters. You've done that. We want a site plan drawn to a scale not smaller than 1 inch equals 40 feet. Have that. Okay. Name and address of applicant plus the name of the proposed development. That's on the site plan. The total floor area, ground coverage, the location of each proposed building, structure, or addition. And that's on your plan here. Number four, perimeter survey of the parcel made and certified by a registered land surveyor licensed in Maine relating to the reference points. Plan must show true magnetic north, a graphic scale, corners of the parcel, data survey, and total acreage.
So we have a section of the survey, but we don't have the full survey.
Correct.
This is a section of the survey.
The one with the grid? I'm not sure that one.
Do you know if this is recorded at the registry?
It is not.
Okay.
I checked. I actually went through the state registry, for Royal County Registry, for the entirety of Lyman and Arundel, and it is not in either under any name.
So are you going to ask for a waiver from that, or?
Yes, if you would like me to put a waiver for that, I can do that.
Yeah, so you just have to write a note on why you need the waiver, or
why you'd like to have it.
Why you'd like to have it, yes. Number five, all existing proposed setback dimensions. I see you're asking for a waiver for it.
Yes, the building is existing. It's been there many years. Since before I bought the property, and it is closer to the property line than what the regulation would be, but we're not building anything any closer.
Okay. So you're just rehabbing that building?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like the little cabin you can see from the road?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll talk about that after we do a site walk and all that stuff.
Okay.
Number six, the size, location, direction, intensity of illumination of all major outdoor lighting, apparatus, and size. You say none are proposed.
Right.
Number seven, the type and location of all incineration devices. You're not burning anything there.
Not planning on it.
The type, size, and location of all machinery likely to generate appreciable noise at the lot lines, as well as estimated decibel level of property lines. None proposed. Number nine, location, type and size of all existing proposed catch basins, storm drainage facilities, wetland streams, and water courses, as well as utilities, both above and below ground. And you're not changing anything over there in the land contours. It's all going to stay the same.
Yeah.
10, all existing contours, proposed and finished grade elevations of the portions of the site which will be altered, and a system of drainage proposed to be constructed, contour intervals shall be specified to the planning board. And you just told me you weren't changing any of that.
Mm-hmm.
11, location, type, and size of all curbs, sidewalk, driveway, fences, retaining walls, parking space area, etc., and layout thereof together with dimensions. And you have your parking on this plan. I can see that.
Yes.
12, all proposed landscaped areas, size and type of plant material upon the premises. And you're not landscaping anything.
Can't keep a plant alive to save my life.
13, all existing or proposed rights of ways, easements, or other legal restrictions which may affect the premise in question. So there's no right of ways or anything across this?
No.
Okay. 14, the property lines of all properties abutting proposed development, including properties across the street or across a water body, together with tax maps and lot numbers, and property owners' names and mailing addresses, on file at the town office within 10 days of the filing of the application. You already have that. Fifteen, appropriate box on each page of the plans for the signatures of the planning board. You'll have that for us?
That was one of the revisions, so that's fixed.
Oh, just kidding.
It's a very busy map.
Yeah. 16, documentation of right, title, or interest in the proposed site. You got that in here?
Yeah, you have a copy of my title.
Okay. 17, an on-site soils investigation report by a MainSafe licensed site evaluator. The report shall identify the type of soil, location of test pits, proposed location, design for the subsurface disposal system. And you have that. It's dated 8/23/20.
Yeah, you have the whole HHE 200.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 18, the type of any raw, finished, or waste materials to be stored inside or outside of roof buildings, including their physical and chemical properties. So are you storing anything up there?
No.
No? Okay.
Do you want to deal with the honey in bottles?
Oh, yeah, honey in bottles, yeah. It's a beast.
19, traffic data. The planning board may require that the application include a traffic engineering study should the project be considered one of substantial magnitude along any of the town state highways where fast-moving traffic occurs. Route 111, 35, or 5, should a traffic study be requested by the planning board, the following data shall be included. You're not changing anything there. The entrance is all staying the same.
Right.
Everything's all staying the same.
And we're also not going to be having anyone in the business. It's okay. Just for production.
Yep. Okay. Does anybody have any questions, comments, or?
So you're only proposing 4 parking spaces for 3 buildings?
No.
No. Oh, sorry. No, it's just for the one building the parking spaces are in front of.
The commercial building for this 660 square foot property?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay.
You pass that.
And that's the only building you're going to use for this building?
Yes. Yeah. That will be the metery. The building toward the back is a house, and then the building in front is a restaurant.
And the town line goes
right through.
Yeah, I think Ashley's, the big building is in Arundel, and I think, does it go through the house, the town line?
I pay taxes for the house to Lina.
Okay. And the other building is Arundel. Yep.
Oh, the big building?
The big building, and I pay taxes to Arundel for the rest of the property to you guys in Lyman.
I was dying to know.
It's a thing, yeah. It goes diagonally through. It's a little bit of a gray area where exactly the line is, but all the buildings are squarely in either or town.
So it'll be long to ask you where you're getting the honey.
It's an apiary that we've been working with for several years. It's in Vermont. They're lovely, and they will be delivering.
Just the honey, not the bees?
Just the honey. I hope not the bees. They're very hard to take care of.
Mm-hmm. So we'll make sure they got their COVID shots first.
So how much storage space are you going to be required?
So, may I show you that?
Yeah, by all means.
So basically, there's a line right about there in the building. So we'll have tanks in the front and then storage in the back where a small operation. There won't really be that much storage required. The back will probably be fairly full. It'll be cozy. But yeah, we're not making enough that I think we'll need more storage than
and
that.
I just know to get good meat, you have to age it.
Yes. Oh yeah, it'll be sitting quietly in the back room for a while. But hopefully quietly. But we shouldn't need any more storage than is there.
And you're going to be doing retail operations out of the building?
No. It'll be all online sales.
Okay.
Is there a market for this stuff?
You believe it or not, yes, there is.
Meat? Oh, Vikings blood.
No, yeah. That is a very fair question. Yes, there is a market. I mean, it's, you know, it's a niche market, but there are a lot of people who like meat. I mean, Honeymaker up in Portland does a pretty good business. We make a very different product than them. I wouldn't consider us in competition with them, but I think if you've tried one, you might like to try the other. But yeah, there's a bunch of little meateries around.
Mm-hmm. But you're just doing production there. You're not doing any
no
retail
else
or anything else.
Building. Yeah, okay. Correct.
Well, you said online sales, though. Can people pick up at your facility?
No.
So it has to be delivered only?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty sterile operation. I don't want anyone in there but myself and my husband.
Okay.
Can you ship meat through the mail?
Through UPS and FedEx with a special certification from them. There's quite a few wineries that do that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Just no, that's a solid question. Yeah.
Personal. Is yours like a Chardonnay mead, or is it a heavier one?
It's heavier. It's about 18%.
18%?
Holy cow. It's a sipping mead. A little bit. But, you know, it's mead. It lasts quite a while.
It's
like a brandy kind of.
Yeah, or a little bit like a port wine sort of. Yeah, that's what makes us a little bit different from Honeymaker. So, yeah, no, it's a little bit heavier. I have some friends who like to put, like, a little bit in their tea.
Okay.
I've used it in cooking, too, quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Now, do you need a license to sell alcohol for that? It's because it does have an alcoholic content.
Yes. So we are doing licensing through you guys and through the state and through the feds.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a lot of paperwork. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll set up a... sidewalk?
Good. No other questions?
No.
Do you want to set the sidewalk for the same day?
Yep. Same day, half an hour later.
So I'm really sorry.
Not a good day for you.
I'm a nurse and I work most weekends.
Okay.
Do you do all of them on Sundays?
Nope.
No. We can do evenings.
It's getting late. We can do them during the week now.
Okay. I mean, I can do Sunday the 25th. I'm not signed up to work, and I can say no if that works for you all, though. I'm so sorry. I can try to call out and get someone to cover on the 18th if that
works better.
Do you
guys think it's getting light enough to do one at 6 o'clock?
I think so.
Before a meeting?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Can you do that time, Rod?
6 o'clock, yeah.
Well, do you want to do one on the 21st?
Well, when's our next meeting?
It's April the 21st.
No, today's the 7th. Our next meeting.
21,
yeah.
Do you want to do it 6 o'clock on the 21st?
Yes.
Or you want to do it at 6:30?
That day.
What's that?
You want to do it at 6 or 6:30?
Sounds good. 6.
6, okay. 6.
Six. Proper, you think?
Yeah, 6 would be good.
It won't take long.
No.
Okay. Okay, so we said 6 o'clock then on the 21st?
On the 21st.
And then she'll be on the agenda that night?
Yes, she will.
Okay.
Yep.
So we're going to schedule you to come on the agenda at 7.
Okay. Is there any other paperwork and just any waivers? You have two in your hands, but I will put together another one for the...
As far as I can see, that's the only one you need to do, unless you bring something else.
Okay.
So.
I will put one together for the survey then. Okay, wonderful. I will see you all again on the 21st.
Okay. Have a nice night.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now, do you know the one named Ed McDowell?
I don't believe I do.
Oh, no, the hot one. He sold out the hot shop up in Gray.
Oh, no. I go to work and I go home.
Is there any connection between meat and medical marijuana?
No.
You could probably put some THC in it.
There are people who've experimented with putting THC in mead, which seems honestly really gross to me, and I have no intention of doing that.
No.
But, you know, good for them for experimenting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay, Maine Homestead Market.
Okay.
And on this one, I'm not sure about you, repeat myself. It's a previous business arrangement.
Are you part of the farm to market business?
Sometimes. So do we want to vote in the alternate for?
Yeah, really, we're not voting on anything.
Okay.
It's just general discussion at this point.
Okay.
So all right.
I would like to mention that this is sort of just a fact-finding mission for me. I've given you the largest dimensions of the building we would consider. I'm not sure it will end up that large, but I want to sort of see what my limits are. Because this will be our last shot to add something on that property, so I want to sort of get the most bang for my buck. But I wanted to talk to you guys first and then decide from there. Okay. So.
You want to just add a storage building, right?
Yeah, we need a warehouse building.
All right, we'll go through the checklist. Number one, a site plan drawn to scale, not smaller than 1 inch equals 40 feet. We want a waiver on the scale, and we did have a map from the other one, the other place. Mm-hmm. So we opened your other business?
No.
No?
She wasn't doing anything. We must have waived it then.
Yeah.
I did submit one, but I used different graph paper. That one's just a little bit smaller. I found a place I could do it online, so it's a little easier to read. But the scale is just a little bit smaller.
All right, we'll go over the waiver when we get after we go to sidewalk. Number two, name and address of applicant plus the name of the proposed development. And that's all here. Three, total floor area, ground coverage, and location of each proposed building, structure, or addition. That's on your map here. Four, perimeter survey of the parcel made by a certified registered land surveyor licensed in Maine related to reference points. Plan will show true or magnetic north. A graphic scale, corners of the parcel, data survey, and total acreage. And you're asking for a waiver for that, too?
Yeah, I don't have one. Okay.
Didn't we have one from before? We never had one? Mm-hmm.
Huh. If it's absolutely necessary, I'm sure I could get one done, but
I just wonder why. We didn't have one.
Because I don't think there were any buildings being built. It was
no,
it was just, change of use, wasn't it?
Still, don't we usually use a map on? What would we have signed for this?
Survey. She has a site plan that we are going to sign.
The last one. We must have signed some kind of site plan.
Yeah, you had one.
Yeah.
You just didn't have the survey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Five, all existing proposed setback dimensions, and they're on your plan. Six, size, location, direction, intensity of all illumination of all major outdoor lighting and apparatus and signs. That's on your plan. Mm-hmm. Seven, type, size, location of all incineration devices, and you're not burning anything over there. Eight, type, size, and location of all machinery likely to generate appreciable noise at the lot lines, as well as estimated decibel level at property lines. No generators or anything, okay? Nine, location, type, and size of all existing proposed catch basins, storm drainage facilities, wetlands, streams, and water courses, as well as all utilities, both above and below ground. And you have that on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ten, all existing contours, proposed finished grade elevations of the portions of the site, which will be altered, and a system of drainage proposed to be constructed. Contour intervals shall be specified by the planning board. You're not changing anything. Except where you put the building.
Yeah, the building is going where there's tar now.
Yep.
So we're not covering any additional surface or changing anything.
11. Location, type, and size of all curves, sidewalks, driveways, fences, retaining walls, packed space area, etc., and layout thereof together with dimensions. And you're not changing any of the parking or anything?
It will eat into some of the parking, but we have so much parking.
Okay.
So I have each of the spaces laid out, and based on the requirements Patty gave me, we meet the requirements.
Okay. Okay. So
three designated parking spaces there. Looks like three, right, on the new, for the new building? Near your loading area?
Yeah.
That's the new part. Okay. Mm-hmm.
12, all proposed landscaped area size and type of plant material upon the premises, and you're not changing anything?
No.
13, all existing proposed rights of way, easements, and other legal restrictions which may affect the premise in question. No rights of ways or anything on your land. 14, the property lines of all properties abutting the proposed development, including properties across the street or across the water body, together with the tax map and lot numbers and property owners' names and mailing addresses, on file at the town office within 10 days of the filing application, and you provided a tax map with all that.
Yep.
15, an appropriate box in each page of the plans for the signatures of the planning board, and I see that on here. 16, documentation of right, title, interest, and proposed site. Is there a copy of deed in here?
Yep.
Okay. 17, an on-site soils investigation report by a Maine State licensed site evaluator. The report shall identify the type of soil, location of test pits, and the proposed location, design, and subsurface disposal system. And we had that on file for your last project.
Yeah. Okay. And there, I'm potentially going to have a bathroom in the new building, but ideally that'll connect to the system. And the bathroom isn't a make or break for the building. So if it doesn't end up being an option, then we can still do it without it. But I expect to be able to connect that bathroom to the backside of the new field.
But you said you had a new septic installed?
Yep, in
November 25th,
yes, 2020. Will that be sized? Is there sufficient capacity to handle another bathroom?
I believe so. I have to talk to the people whose name I don't remember.
Designed it.
Yeah, I'd have to talk to the design to make sure that they could connect it. But I expect so. It's big.
If you could get a letter from them before the next meeting and bring that in with you, that'd be awesome. It would shorten up your time.
Okay. Will your number of employees change?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I expect initially one full-time employee in the building and probably two eventually.
Because that's what the septic system is designed for, the number of employees.
Okay. Ours was designed for all sorts of crazy things because we had seats and then we didn't have seats. And,
right.
So I will reach out to him.
All right. 18, the type of any raw, finished, or waste materials to be stored inside or outside of roof buildings, including their physical and chemical properties, if appropriate. You're not storing anything outside? And 19, the traffic data, and you're requesting a waiver, and you're not changing any of your entrances or exits. Okay. Now, is there any questions for her?
You got apparently plenty of parking. Are any of them designated handicap parking?
No.
Do you have any handicapped people who come into your store or potential employees that would... I'm just trying to prevent down the road someone coming up to all the phone handicapped parking.
The parking lot's generally mostly empty. But no, I mean, if that's a requirement, we don't.
Well, we wouldn't need handicap parking for the storage building.
Oh yeah, the storage building would have no.
I think you were referring to the, to the store.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole parking lot, I think, should have at least one, right? How many? One per.
I think we're just looking at the building she's putting in, though. I mean,
would we have waived that before? It's been.
I don't remember if it came up. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it did.
You got plenty of parking there. It's just a matter of
right.
Sure,
yeah.
Great condition.
Well, I mean, just a matter of buying a sign and.
Yeah.
All you need to do is buy a sign, put a handicap, and designate one or two. I don't know what the rule, what the formula is, but.
Is there a place where I can find what that requirement is? So I know how many signs.
Yes, it should be in our parking. Is it 10.12, is it?
I think so.
questions about the new building?
1% for handicap vans.
So the minimum would be 1 then.
Okay.
10, 12, 4 Okay, is there any other questions relating to the warehouse?
Do we need to show the location of any dumpsters on the plan? And then some others we've requested the location.
Well, you're not storing anything outside, right?
We do have, we have a cardboard and a trash dumpster, but we don't, other than that.
The trash dumpster's already there?
Yep.
You'd be using the same one?
Yeah. Yeah, and
with
I,
the refuse of that
I don't expect it to move.
So do we need to do a site walk?
I think we should just go over and do a site walk.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's not much there, just empty space right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Big parking lot.
Take break.
So, will you be available on the 18th?
Yes.
Okay. What time do you want to just set that one for? 9:45?
Yeah, I would think so.
There should be plenty of time.
What time did you say?
9:45. 4:18. Right? Yep. Yeah, Sunday. Sunday the 18th. And if you ask, you're asking for, you may be asking for more space than you need, but as I understand the rules, you have to start construction within a year and finish it within a year, another year.
Yeah, for approval here.
No, after we get approval, okay. assuming you're approved, if you're approved, assuming you're approved, you have to start construction within a year.
Yeah, we're hoping to do it this summer and fall.
And then you have to finish within a year.
Yeah, hopefully.
A year from the
I hope very much that it doesn't take more than a year.
I guess that's right. You're from the issuance of the permit.
No, it's gotta be more than that, right?
So, but anyway, see, I think you're smart asking for the maximum.
I think it's 2 to finish it.
Yeah. Honestly, this is what I want, but everyone else thinks it's too big. But everyone else doesn't have to live in the space that I live in all day. And our 24x50 kitchen is more than full at this point, so.
Yeah. Well, of course, the other thing is if you're gonna build a building, you know, it costs a certain amount just to build a building.
Mm-hmm.
To expand it a little bit may cost more, but incrementally it's probably cheaper.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and I'm pretty confident that if we can't fill it right now, we can fill it pretty soon. Yeah, our sales were up a lot last year, and we're already double where we were last year.
Really?
That's awesome. Pretty awesome. Good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
The pickles are delicious.
I need more room. So we were planning, our plan was to pave the parking lot this year, and then after thinking about it for a second, We had planned the building for a couple of years from now, probably, but it doesn't make any sense to pave the parking lot and then add a building.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Add a building.
Right, add the building and then pave around it. So
right.
We figured we'd just move everything forward and see how much money the bank wants to give me.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yep.
All right, so is there anything else?
Yeah, I'm good.
We will see you on the 18th, right around 9:45. We're going to do the other sidewalk first, so you'll have to give or take a couple minutes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Now we know why you can't find any mason jars. Choosing them all.
That was a fun challenge last summer.
Oh, I bet.
Finding mason jars?
Which is part of the reason we need the storage, because right now it's a get it when you can get it kind of situation.
Yeah. That's true.
And then put them wherever you can find room to put them until you need them. Because buying for the store, we had a lot of local businesses that were out of production for a while because they couldn't get jars. Hmm. I was maybe part of the problem, but do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
That's good. Now we got a couple letters about rezoning. I'll read this one from Phil and Charlene Roy. To whom it may concern, we'd like the formal request that the zoning on the westerly side of Huff Road between the South Waterborough Road and Johnson Lane be changed to 3-acre, 300-foot road frontage. It appears this is only in this area and only on our side of Huff Road that this is not currently zoned 3 acres. We have a 9.75 acres, and as we get older, our family wants to be closer. We're looking to sell them a piece of land to raise their family nurse. We look forward to hearing from you and what the next steps in this process will be. And then we had another one from Eric and Midge Green.
Gives you more attack from one of the titles.
They're the same. I'd read them both and then talk about it because it's
the same. Okay, this is from Eric and Midge Green, 857 South Waterboro Road. Matt, Lot 6, Lot 58, to whom it may concern. We'd like to formally request that the zoning of our lot, which is approximately 9.55 acres, be approved to be divided. One parcel of frontage on South Waterboro Road would include approximately 4 to 4.5 acres. The back parcel, which would be accessed using existing right-of-way, would be 5-plus acres. We would be fully retired this summer and would like to build our retirement home on the back parcel that would all be one level and sell the front property. We're available by phone if you prefer in person at your request. We look forward to hearing from you on any additional next steps. Signed, Midge Green.
Okay, so what is the... So these are a little different, aren't they? I mean, one is a...
One is, yeah, down
creating a back lot. Or are they...
No, they're asking for rezoning from general purpose to residential.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Right.
And not asking to create a back lot. They can't...
Three.
Right.
Right. 5-3.
Oh, wait, you mean, but wait a second, but there are different areas.
Yes.
Right, right.
Right.
And so that makes a difference.
If you look at the zoning map on Huff Road, I understand the Huff Road one because it's a quarter mile. That's the only part of that road that is not residential. So that one, I don't have an issue with. You know, move it back 500 feet or whatever from Huff Road.
Wouldn't that be a job for the appeals board to get a variance?
So they're not asking for us to give permission to change the zone. Mm-hmm. They're asking for a zoning change, that we initiate a zoning change, okay. A zoning map change.
Yep. And we've done that before, I think,
yep.
Haven't we? And what's the process?
Has to go to town meeting.
Has to go to town meeting,
yep.
And then has to be voted on.
And I don't think we should just look at this one area or this other one area. We should look at...
The whole town.
Yep. Because our comprehensive plan, one of the items in there is to look at extending the residential zone further out from where it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's in line with the comprehensive plan. But we shouldn't just look at this. Right.
Right. We should look at the zoning map and see.
So is that something we have to get permission from the selectmen to do? Or?
So these, not necessarily. The zoning ordinance in section 2, I think it is, or 1, says that a zoning change can be initiated by majority vote of the planning board or a majority vote of the board of selectmen or by petition.
Mm-hmm.
So these people sent this same letter to the board of selectmen and the planning board to see if one or the other would vote to initiate a zoning change.
Mm-hmm.
And the soonest these people know, the soonest this could go or be changed is if the selectmen approve it for the November ballot or next June town meeting. It isn't something that can happen before.
No, it's not going to happen overnight.
Right. Right.
Well, but we ought to really take a look at the whole
overall.
That's what I.
Yeah, and then take a and then you know and you have to have public hearing and stuff like that because just looking at the residential area, or residential district, you know, it's on one side of some roads.
Which is, so when we look at this stuff, which I don't think happened when we extended the residential zone in 2005.
I'm involved in that.
Because we extended the residential zone dramatically, I think. It was two small areas, but what was taken into consideration is the uses that we took away from the people that were once general purpose. Now we've made them residential, allowed them to have smaller lots, but took away a lot of uses. That, and we also created non-conforming properties because there's a paving company that was in the general purpose. Now it's in the residential. It's a non-conforming use in that zone. Mm. So it's more than just
there are
lot
a lot of implications
size.
Here that we need to consider.
But
right.
Then you have one side of a road can do this and the other side can't. It's really so random that doesn't seem fair either.
Right. But there must have been a reason for it. Probably the land was not developed at that point. Mm. I wonder why.
I don't want the Huff Road have been there for quite a while.
Yeah.
Is this something that do we need to reach out to somebody in MMA or the Southern, not MMA, but the Southern Regional Planning?
For?
I mean, do they have any guru on zoning or something? I mean, you know, maybe there's some issues that we're not smart enough to think about. I'm not smart enough to think about it. I'm just saying if, I mean, if we have a public hearing and say, who wants to change this or that or the other thing, we'd have to do that anyway, I would assume. But this is a pretty, you know, if we're going to try to look at the whole town, that could be pretty comprehensive.
Well, it's a big thing because now you're going to create more lots, you'll have more growth.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people will be happy with it, some won't.
I know.
You've got to look at all the businesses that are in that area. As Patty says, we made non-conforming lots.
Yeah.
But you also may be restricting the commercial area, too. If you want business to come here,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so I'm just,
you're going to have a town of residents with no business.
You're going from general purpose to residential. It cuts off a lot of your uses.
Right. And then our commercial area is pretty small. Mm-hmm. Right, our commercial area is pretty small.
Stand all the way down one way.
Yep, I'd love to see that.
Commercial go all the way down 111 would make sense,
That's one thing. Getting three phases all the way down 111, which would entice business, because where the commercial stops now, where the industrial stops, that's where roughly the three phase stops, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Anyway, so what's our methodology here to proceed?
Well, I think tonight it's just to receive it. I don't think we're going to decide or vote to do a zoning change.
No.
It's going to take to research it.
Big, I mean.
Yeah, we really should try to get as much as possible and get some public input, because there may be issues we don't know about. I'm sure there's going to be some. Something's going to happen.
There's already talk about people worried that we're going to go down to 1 acre a lot. So.
Right.
Oh, no. Wouldn't want to do that.
No. I like the small town feel with a larger lot.
You can always do cluster zoning. I mean, cluster development.
Yeah, well, we have that already, yeah. Right?
Right. That's already permitted.
Yeah, but that's not going to help these people.
No.
No.
Do they have other options? Because I have seen it with where they create a condo, especially where it's family.
But they had 5 acres. Yeah, I don't know. They don't. So they could do an accessory dwelling unit.
Yeah.
Right, but what is this condo issue? Because I know of a case where they got away from this, the parcel that was too.
There's a garage and a house.
But it
not
started
two
with,
houses.
But it was started out as a condo. It was supposed to be a garage and a condo.
No,
and a condo.
It was never going to be a condo. They condominiumized part of the lot to have a garage, and another person built a house. That's ownership. There was never going to be a condo there. I'll show you.
Okay. We'll go back on the tax records. You can see the deeds where it was condo.
It's ownership, though.
Yeah.
Condo for ownership, not a condo for people to live in. Those are two different things.
Right, their ownership. So that's what people own when they buy a condo.
That's what gives them the right to buy just the section. But it's not. They were not building a condo there. It was just the ownership.
Okay, well,
Anyway, we end up with two lots that are smaller than the 5 acres.
No. There's not two lots there.
There's not two lots.
Somebody condoed the garage, and somebody condoed the house on 5 acres. That's it.
So
it's an ownership condo, not condo where people live in condominiums.
But there's a house and a garage on a lot that's on 5 acres.
But that a house and a garage can be on 5 acres.
That garage doesn't go with the house, though. That's a separate.
Because it's condoed.
It's owned by two separate.
Yep, and that's legal.
Entities.
It's legal to do that.
Okay, so
there's ways around this.
What do we want to do here, then?
No, there is not a way around this. It's not the same thing.
Not the same thing.
No.
Okay, so.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have any objection to either request personally, but I think we've got to figure some, you know, process to try to get as much input as possible, and then as much as we can, try to make any other changes that, for example, the commercial, that makes sense, and try to do it all at once.
By the first step is for all of us to take a good look at.
Yeah.
Just look at areas.
Why is, you know, where can some adjustments be made? To kind of hash it out among ourselves first.
Yeah, because it makes sense. Because you are restricted, and I mean, some, I'm glad in some cases we're restricted in residential for certain land uses. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I could see where people would say, wait a minute, I've been doing this, and all of a sudden you're now telling me I can't.
Well, it's like the person that came in here because they had changed the zoning after he bought the lot, and he couldn't have horses.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we did didn't we change
that? Yeah, yes. And it got changed back, but we didn't just, it went through a process.
Yeah.
How clear are the demarcations as to where the zones are?
Well, so there's a distance, like along South Waterboro Road, for a stretch, it's 500 feet out from the road.
Yeah.
There's a couple places the demarcations are very not good.
Obscure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It takes a while to figure out. Mm. But I'm looking at...
Do we have, like, a most reliable map?
These are our maps.
Yeah, okay, right.
That's it.
But,
no.
No.
You're talking a map of real measurements, right?
As close to the narrative as possible. No.
And that's, from a professional standpoint, that is a tough one when doing business in this town is going, exactly where does that zoning stop?
It is written out. I mean, 500 feet can be measured. You know, you just have to have somebody, sometimes you have to get a surveyor to decide where that 500 feet is. But
well, it's like the, you know, it's like the commercial and then have time to do that service road business. Which was, there was never a survey done, so it didn't make, the whole thing wasn't a bad idea, but it didn't make any sense the way it was trying to was implemented. And then it's got changed, so hopefully they can have some basis and, you know.
Well, where I'm going with this is, if we do, I think we need an exceptionally accurate map as best as we can construct one or have one constructed for us. And then go through that in terms of, say, looking at, you know, where are the actual lines and where some adjustments should be made.
And the big thing with that is if you had a real map like that, you could put it against a town tax map to see what you have for businesses in and what's going on.
Yeah.
And,
oh boy.
You know, if we're going to make 30 non-conforming lots, I mean, I don't think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because you can't really tell from, I mean, this
no
doesn't.
It's, I mean, does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. So what you really need is some technical GPS survey you could look down from space at the town and have these lines.
That's the thing is how the residents of the town of Lyman don't want to pay the money for Access GIS service.
Probably
in the maintenance of it. Probably. I mean, they took off the PDF.
Well, I think if we actually had a fairly decent map and with a tax map, and you know where the businesses are and you know what lots are where, you can make a pretty fair assumption on it.
Are there any cartography services out there that one shot deal? Here's the narrative as to where these zones are. Here is Lyman the Diamond, and
DeLorean makes all the maps, you know, they're the big company in Yarmouth.
Southern Maine Regional Municipal Services. You heard of them? They do a lot of mapping.
Southern Maine Regional Planning?
Yeah, do we pay them?
I think maybe them. They can put out a lot of different maps for political boundaries to everything you want to zone. Yeah,
maybe the first thing we should do is ask the selectmen what their thoughts are on it.
That's a good idea.
If they think that's something we should look into, then we can present the fact that we need an accurate map to do this so we don't make more non-conforming lots.
Mm-hmm. I think it was mentioned at their last meeting, but they didn't discuss it, I don't believe.
Because they only got one of these letters, and they for this meeting, and they have another one for the next meeting.
Okay.
So they're going to talk about it at the end.
I think that's what we should do, is kind of put some of this on them. And
yeah, do they want to spend money to aid us in making proper decisions for the future?
Right. To make the key words proper.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's got to be a correlation between this. There should be a correlation between this and the tax map.
Right.
We shouldn't have something that, I mean, conceivably some of these lines cut through properties.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't
make
sense. I mean,
yeah, you're right. Part of your property might be in one zone, part in another.
Yeah. Well, and that's sort of arbitrary, really. Okay, so what are we going to do?
Wait for the selectmen? Something like that?
Wait for the selectmen to read their second
letter.
That's what
we should
see what they come up with.
If they think it's a good idea, we should tell them after that that we really need a good map so we can look this over and make a really good informed decision and be able to explain why we made the decision.
Right, because you know what's going to happen.
Well, there's going to be some happy people and some aren't happy people.
Happy to waste our time.
Right.
So, I know a couple larger lots that have been purchased recently with the intent of being subdivided under XYZ guidelines.
Right.
And
it could ruin someone's investment.
Mm-hmm. Or it could make their investment
It could make it better.
Go either
way.
Okay, so 30 acres instead of.
Do we need to have any votes or anything?
Right. Yeah.
No votes. Are we going to ask the selectmen to take a look at this?
Well, they're going to discuss it at their next meeting, but I don't know what.
Yeah. Should we let them discuss it and go from there? We'll make a decision at the next meeting, see what they think. And
sounds good. Are you going to, Patty, are you going to answer these two letters? Or is it
appropriate? I'll say that we received them and it's under discussion.
Yeah. If they want to come down, of course, they're free to come and talk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We don't want them to think we're just ignoring them, because we're not. But,
right.
Oh. But on the other hand, we can't just say, we're going to do something.
They're on the minutes anyway. They can listen to our meeting.
One of them wants to start building their retirement house this summer.
I don't know.
So we have minutes, Patty?
Yes. I didn't put them in the packet because they I had emailed them out.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Did everybody get to read the March 17, 2021 meeting minutes?
Yes.
Any discussion on them?
No.
Nope. I'll make a motion that we accept the March 17 meeting minutes.
As written?
As written.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I just want to mention one thing. Someone said that, I guess the selectmen are having a meeting tomorrow night.
Yep.
No, this is on Thursday night.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
To go over the commercial design changes or something, or design the information we recommend to forward to them. Is there anything we need to do about that? So they're unhappy with
it? I think two of them think it's too stringent.
Too stringent?
Mm-hmm. Is that the only thing on their agenda for tomorrow?
No. I think they have a budget workshop.
Okay.
And they put that on the end of that workshop.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully they'll tell us what they want, not just say they don't like it. So, if they know what they want. What we submitted was pretty general.
It didn't have much in it, that's for sure.
Watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
Did you?
It did.
I did this morning. I went, what?
Yeah.
I stopped and replayed it and said it again.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Well, if they can add to it, that would be great. But it doesn't look like it's going to go be in as time.
Zoning Board of Appeals meeting next week.
It won't.
Yes,
Tuesday
the 13th.
Yes.
Six, is it?
Yep, that's
6 o'clock, yep.
So obviously it's been no settlement then, so, or no agreement or anything, or they wouldn't be having a meeting.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Is it limited capacity though, right? It's going to be here?
I didn't put it as limited capacity. We're at either 50% capacity or 50 people, whichever is greater.
Okay, but there's a Zoom option too.
There is Zoom. It will be by Zoom.
It will be by Zoom, and I think you can ask.
Yep.
You can ask questions. And
yep.
So should we be here or try to Zoom in?
It's entirely up to you.
Well, I have prepared a semi-brilliant written statement to submit, which I'll have to look over and maybe modify slightly. Take out any curse words.
Well, I'm going to come here for the in-person feel. So.
That's right. Steer from your face.
I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping I'm planning on coming unless something happens in the meantime, but just to see what the story is and see where the zoning board goes and see if there's anything that...
Any merit to the complaint.
Well, I mean, they have the right to complain. Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway, it should be interesting. That's all I can say. Interesting.
Okay, so for our next agenda...
All three of these applications.
All three, yep. Mm-hmm. Scheduled for 7:00, and we'll put Saunders on following. Mm-hmm. Then we'll do the main homestead market. Took me a few minutes to figure out where that dispensary was going to be, but
yeah,
well, boy, that address is familiar. Mm-hmm. So, is there anything else for tonight?
No, I don't think so.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. Any discussion? All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.